You're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to the Mindy Molina Show. I'm Mindy Molina, investment advisor representative, licensed insurance agent, and fiduciary. This is a live show, and I'll be here to take your calls at 772-221-1100 with any of your financial concerns. Again, that's 772-221-1100. I'm Mindy Molina, and you're listening to the Mindy Molina Show. And today I'm joined with members of my team, Frank Borelli, financial advisor, and Morgan Giasullo, who will be here shortly. She'll be popping in with us, director of operations. And today we're going to be going over my proprietary planning process that I call the Retirement Navigator. And I created this process to make things simple and efficient, whether you're already retired or you're hoping to retire one day. These are the type of things that you need to consider. So this is a live show, and you can call in at, Frank?
772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
And we'd love to hear your story. So, for instance, how has being prepared for retirement affected you in your retirement years? And then also, what are some things that maybe you wish you would have done differently or been more prepared for that you were not prepared for? So we'd love to hear from you. Call in and give us your stories or share some insights so we can all learn from each other. Again, that phone number, Frank, is
772-221-1100.
You can also search Mindy Molina, and it's Mindy with an IE. You can find me on Facebook, YouTube, where we'll also be posting a live version of the show, and then you can find it later if you don't have time to follow us all the way through the end. Instagram, Twitter, podcast, our website, MindyMolina.com, various publications, including Newsmax, Amazon Books, Goodreads, and ChristianBooks.com, where you can also find my book, God Loves You, and There's Nothing Anyone Can Do About It. You can also reach out to us to our office at 772-872-6332. Let's begin. Let's dive into why is it important to have a process in the first place when it comes to retirement planning? Why do you need a plan, and what is there to be afraid of? So here are some of the statistics of a survey that was done by Go Bank Rates for Americans, and this is some of the results that they got. 66% of Americans fear they will run out of money during retirement. 50% stated concern that they will have unexpected major health expenses, health issues. 21% worry that they'll be forced to retire earlier than they expected. 21% fear that they won't be able to find a part-time job to have extra income in retirement. And then 47% don't believe that Social Security is going to be there for them all through their life. So these are some of the fears that people have going into and living in retirement. And this is why it's important for us to have a plan. So I selected this Bible verse because I think anytime I have to go, we always have to go into any type of different phase in our life with faith, new chapters. And Joshua 1:9 says, be strong and courageous. And Joshua was preparing to lead God's people to the promised land. And it says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
Amen.
And that is so encouraging. And I think with having faith in your retirement plans and having a plan and having faith in God, it's going to be an amazing experience for you. And we really, that's what we want it to be. I want you to have the promised land of retirement. I want you to have perfect days. Imagine, what would your perfect day be? Put some thought into that and say, this is how I want my retirement years to be. This is the type of experience, whether it's traveling with your family. One of Frank's goals, if you don't mind me sharing, is taking his whole family to Italy, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
11 of us, adult children and grandbabies.
Doesn't that sound amazing? I mean, these are the things that we want to plan for. We don't want to just plan for the things that we're scared of, but we want to plan for a beautiful life because that's what God has in store for us. We have to be able to put in the due diligence and then enjoy it. And I see it. I see it all the time with my clients and how they're enjoying their life. And it means so much to me when I get to experience that with them. I get to see them initially scared, having fear, and then finding out, hey, this is something that we can do. I can tell you a story about a couple. They lived up in St. Lucie County in one of the, I forget what the name of the community, but it's like a double wide trailer community with, and the golf course. They have all the amenities. It's actually a really fun place to live, but they'd been there for a really, really long time. And now there was starting to be issues, like a lot of maintenance. And because of their age, it wasn't something that he was really able to keep up with to the level that he wanted.
Right.
And when they came, these were my clients, and they contacted me, and I was always encouraging them, let's relocate. Let's get something new. Let's get into a place where you can walk in the door and walk out. You don't have all, you know, every time I went there, he's working in the yard and doing all this stuff. But in his mind, he couldn't afford it. And when we really sat down and they were very serious about making this move, and they realized, absolutely, this is something they could do. I have the most wonderful email that I saved of them being so grateful and so thankful that I was able to help them understand how it was possible. And then when I went there, this is my favorite part. So I was excited to go visit them in their new home that they bought. And it was a beautiful house and in Vero Beach. And I get there and he said, I have a surprise for you. And this was a man that was scared to spend money. You know, he was staying there simply because of fear. And when I got there, he opened the garage to his brand new car. And I was so proud of him. I was so proud of him because I knew that work that we put in gave him that confidence that he was making good, sound decisions for him and his wife. And that is such a good feeling, right? So planning is so important.
Comprehensive planning.
I am going to ask Frank to lead us in prayer, and then I'm going to dive into what this process actually is.
Mighty God, we're so grateful and thankful that you love us and have done so much for us, and that you are our good God, and you shed your goodness and kindness upon the whole world, Lord. And we're grateful. Lord, we ask for your Spirit to lead us and guide us, Lord, and that you would touch hearts and lives, Lord, and help us to help any folks that might need some help with their planning. Lord, we ask your blessings, your protection over our community, this nation, Lord. Please, Lord, we ask for your favor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. And I want to welcome Morgan. She just
Hello.
Snuck in with us. I'm going to swing the video around here. So if you are watching us on Facebook Live, you can say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Morgan. So what is this process and what are the steps? And I have, again, simple, efficient, okay? Simple, efficient. That's what you want your plan to be. You want it to be not overly complicated, that you don't understand what's going on, but you want it to be super efficient, that if anything happens, you know what the plan is, right? So here's how I break it down. Income plan, investment plan, then your tax plan, healthcare plan, legacy plan. And there's a reason why I put them in that order. And I'm going to swing this around so you can see it. Income plan first, because I believe that is the foundation of a retirement. No income, no retirement. Remember what one of those fears was, is that they're going to run out of money. Okay. If you have lifetime income, which Frank, do you mind sharing about your lifetime income? You've put that work in that you're going to receive income.
Serving the United States military on active duty, if you serve 20 years, the old contract, which I was under, was a 50% of a base pay retirement the rest of your life. Like many Americans maybe aren't aware of that benefit. Nowadays, because the military is cost or, you know, share matching in the TSP in their 401k program, it's a 40%. Instead of a 50%. And then every year after 20, it's 2.5% additional of your base pay the rest of your life, the year after you retire.
With your career, how has it affected you to know that you're going to be receiving that income no matter how long you live?
Yeah, it's very, you know, there's a lot of peace, and, you know, you don't have, we're very blessed and fortunate, you know, we served the country, we lived all over the world, separated from family, but yes, the benefit of having a stream of income every month and very excellent health care, we're very grateful for. Are you know, brings a lot of peace of mind, not
a lot
having
of peace
to work,
of mind.
Not
and,
having to
and you,
be concerned.
I would like to say that it probably eliminates a lot of those fears, having that
sure.
income. So
of
there's
course.
A reason why I start with income. Income is so powerful in retirement, and that's what gives you peace of mind. And I'm not saying that because I read it. I'm saying that because I've witnessed it. I know the power of having an income that you can absolutely rely on. It is powerful, especially as you age. So when you have an individual, a retiree that's 80 years old and living in the same home they've been living in for decades, and they have that income and they know for sure it is coming every single month, it doesn't matter what's happening in the news. It doesn't matter what's happening in the economy, in the stock market. None of that matters because they can rely on that income and they can have peace of mind. And that, if right now at your age, it's probably like, yeah, this is awesome.
Well,
but the older
some,
you get, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, for some of the folks though, when if there's a higher inflation and things, and they're on a fixed income, this could be a problem, right?
Yeah, so let's get into that, because what are the things with income? What can go wrong? So right now we're going to focus on step one of the process, which is the income plan. What can go wrong with income in retirement? Just to finish what I was saying about age really starts to matter in when it comes to how much stress you have, okay? So if someone's 55 and they are not sure where their income's going to come from, there's a bigger chance that they could go back into the workforce, they can find other opportunities. But as you age, it becomes less and less likely, and the stress takes more and more of a toll on your body. So the things that you worry about actually affect your health greater than they do when they're younger.
Yes.
And that's something that I think a lot of financial advisors don't really get their head around, but because I've seen it, it really is important to me that, hey, the income plan that we're making is not temporary. This is something that I want to make sure that 20, 30 years from now,
and so the
you're
younger
gonna be okay.
you are, the earlier you start your retirement plan,
yes,
the less
time is one of the most valuable assets that you have that you probably may or may not take for granted, but time is so valuable. So absolutely. This is a quote from Nerd Wallet. Of course, the phrase running out of money is somewhat misleading. Think about this. That it's running out of money is somewhat misleading. The vast majority of U.S. retirees receive Social Security benefits, which continue for life. So while they may run through their savings and run short of money in that way, they can't truly run out of money. But remember what I said about the fear? 47% of Americans surveyed don't believe that. Why? Because they don't think that Social Security is reliable for them. They don't know for sure that it's going to be there forever. So now it's even more important to plan your own income. And when we have a lot of business owners that listen, making sure that you're working that income strategy, that you have to create your own pension. So here are some of the other things. Inflation, you brought up. Inflation is huge. We work through a program called Retirement Analyzer, which is a software that we use that's like this big calculator. And inflation is a big portion of that.
Everything's in the calculator.
It's all there. It makes us look very smart, but it does all of the calculating, and we input all of the data, and then it gives us basically a spreadsheet of what your retirement years are going to look like, how it's going to be affected. There's projections, obviously, but how is inflation going to affect the money that you're receiving, your expenses today?
We were just sitting with a potential client just the mm-hmm. other day, and he was under the impression that about $3,000 of income would be good for him throughout his retirement. And We sat down, plugged in all his figures for his budget, his analysis. And he was off.
Precise.
He was off by about $2,000 at least.
A precise expense sheet.
And people forget annual cost many times that they pay maybe once a year.
And why is budgeting so important? But having a really, really detailed view, snapshot of your budget is really important because that is how we determine what your income need is going to be in retirement. And we take those numbers and we hedge those against inflation and we say, hey, yeah, $3,000 sounds like a lot, but actually you're actually spending more than you think you're spending every month. And that's just to keep the lights on and your car running up and down the road, just basic expenses. And then when you start to project it and you look at what it could possibly be 20 years from now, it's $8,000. So it goes up. And what things cost 20 years ago are not what they cost today. So inflation is such a huge part of the plan, and it's such a huge part of the process when we're designing an income plan. And that starts with a really detailed budget. Taxation and it is a part of it too, simply because the way you receive income affects how you're taxed. And it doesn't just mean how much money did I get, but is it from an IRA? Did it come from a Roth? Did it come from the sale of a house? Is it rental income? There's all these different types of income that come in retirement. It's not just a pay stub, you know? So taxation affects all of these other things, including Social Security and including Medicare premiums, believe it or not. So we have to take those things into account. Business income. What if you're relying on business income and then you start to age or something happens and you're not able to maybe maintain your rental properties or participate in the business like you did? So these are things that might not be reliable for life. Maybe we can count on them for the first 10 years of retirement. Maybe we can't. Maybe we can count on it forever, but it's something that we really want to have control and understanding of. The other thing is death of a spouse. These are things that can go wrong when you're making an income plan. If you have two people who are contributing to the household with their Social Security, with their pensions.
Well, like you were mentioning, for military retirees, they have the survivor's benefit plan, which is an annuity that you have. If you don't plan, because the military is not, you may have been with your spouse for your whole life and through that military career. And if you don't plan, choose the SVP to continue a stream of income for your spouse, and other pension plans work similarly, then, you know, do you want your wife and your family to continue to have the same standard of living that they have while you're alive, or do you want that to change?
So we call that spousal continuation planning, and making sure that if something happens to one person, the other person is going to be set. Rule of thumb is, and I don't want it to pull on my heartstrings because I just lost a really dear friend at 52, but so I don't want to cry. I want to avoid that. If I tear up, you know why. It's really important that if something happens, that the other person is able to maintain their standard of living for at least the first year.
I would say minimum.
Because there has to be this grieving period. So whenever I meet with someone who's just lost a spouse, I really try to get them to just kind of pause if they can afford to. If they can afford to just stay the course for the first 12 months and really focus on healing and go through the grieving process, which is such an emotional roller coaster anyways, then they're way less likely to make decisions that might end up being tragic in the long run.
That's the psychological profile tells you that when you've had one major life decision circumstance, you shouldn't make another.
Right.
And within a year,
unfortunately,
like
they become prey, cash in investments.
Nah.
You can become prey when you become a widow. You can become prey to people who see an opportunity. They want to help you.
Unfortunately, but that could even be family in some instances.
Right. So it's really important if you are able to just stay the course, just say, I don't want to make any changes until next year. Next year, the year later, you will have more stability in your mind. You'll have more strength. You'll be less vulnerable and less likely to be taken advantage of. So anyways.
And while we're talking about the income planning.
We kind of got off track there. But income planning is just, it is so powerful and it's so important when it comes to maintaining a really awesome retirement and being living your best years, you know, in retirement. So let's talk about, because Frank started touching on what I call guaranteed income. There's certain income strategies that are 100% guaranteed for life. They don't end until you pass away. And even then, if you make the spousal continuation planning a part of that, even your spouse will receive a portion of or the full benefit that you're receiving. So what am I talking about? Social Security is one of those streams of income. The thing about these types, though, is that there's no cash value. Zero cash value. So once it's income only, Social Security, then also a pension. A pension, zero cash value, but you get it as long as you live. And then if something happens to you, your spouse can, again, get a portion of that. And
if you've prepared adequately.
Yes. And then another thing is one type of annuity, which really funds the pension, which is called a single premium annuity, also known as a SPIA. Okay. Now, pension, a SPIA works is the way a lot of people think that annuities only work, which in the old days, yes, this is the only way they worked. You gave them a lump sum of money. In return, they give you an income for life. And that's it, though. It's income only. And then when you pass away, guess what? You don't get that money back. There's no cash value. So if you started you start out on the track and you die 2 years later, you could have significant loss. So but that's not the only type of annuity. So I want to clarify that myth. However, there is one type that's exactly how it works. There's zero cash value. And that's what we're talking about now. But the good thing about those is that they are guaranteed for life. You can have that peace of mind. And a lot of times you can, well, the point of it is that you can get a higher monthly income because you are giving up that cash value.
A benefit for the Survivor's Benefit Plan for military members, if you have folks out there that are that way, is in the military, they will take that premium from your pay. It comes out automatically, and it's pre-tax, which is it won't be taxed. You know, they're going to take out the premium and then tax your benefit.
Yeah.
So that's just an additional cost reduction.
Yeah. And even with all of your streams of income, taxation, again, is a huge portion of it. Because where that money comes from is overall going to determine how your tax plan works. And we're going to segue into that. The one thing I did want to mention, though, is with pensions. Pensions are becoming a thing of the past,
right?
Because they're so expensive for the employer to keep up.
Even in the military, they reduced, like I was explaining, from 50% of your base pay at 20 years to 40%. But they're, you know, matching now.
And it's happening in companies all over the United States because they're all, at the end of the day, it's a business. They have to make these decisions, whether it's governmental or whether it's private. It still is being impacted. And this is a quote from CNN Money, because defined benefit plans, which is AKA a pension, defined benefit plans are most costly for employers than defined contribution plans, which would be like your 401ks, your 403b, your 457, those type of contribution plans where you're making a contribution as well. So the defined benefit plan or the pension is more costly for the employer, but most of them, you guessed it, scaled back dramatically or eliminated these plans altogether in recent years. So if you do have a defined benefit plan or a pension, you're lucky. You definitely should consider yourself lucky.
State employees, oftentimes, and government employees are some of the industry or areas in the economy that still see those type of pensions, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but even that is slowly coming to pass. And they're very blessed to have that. That's one reason some of them go that direction, because you know the benefits. That's what they say. Oh, that's a great career. They have great benefits. Well, if a pension is certainly a good benefit. So now from the income perspective, so we've been talking about the income plan and I think I got a little ahead here. No, I didn't. Okay, sorry. The the income plan and the investment plan need to work together. Okay. The investment plan needs to support the income plan. So there's a reason why I put the investment plan after the income plan, because first we need to decide what is our income need, what's going to be our deficit in retirement when we stop working and we start getting things, Social Security, pensions, or start taking required minimum distributions from our 401ks, et cetera. Now, how can we utilize our investment plan to support that need and close that gap? What I like to see is for my clients to have a reliable income from the beginning of their retirement until the last chapter of their life, because that gives them what it gives you.
Security.
Peace of mind, security, an absolute certainty, and it also gives you so much freedom. You're not afraid to go buy the new house or go on that trip with your family.
And it
family
takes time. You have to sit down. You have to sit down and put all your figures together. And many times it takes sitting down with another person to help you realize.
Yes. So I also have to say, if you're just tuning in, you're watching or listening to and watching live on Facebook, The Mindy Molina Show. And I'm joined here with Frank Borelli, who is also a licensed financial advisor and insurance agent, and my lovely Morgan.
Hello.
And you can reach us here at the radio station at 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100 if you'd like to call in with a question.
Yeah, any questions or even any stories that you feel are, you know, go along with what we're talking about today and how important planning is, because the more we can get this message across, the better, because we believe in it that much. And I don't want them to just take our word for it. Hearing from you also just reaffirms what we're saying. So 772-221-1100. I am Mindy Molina, and you can find me online if you want to follow along with all of our publications, including Facebook Live, which we do with the show, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. We have a podcast. You can go on our website where you can do a risk tolerance questionnaire. You
MindyMolina.com.
MindyMolina.com with an IE, Mindy with an IE. And you can also find me on Newsmax, Amazon Books, Goodreads, ChristianBooks.com. where you can find my book, God Loves You, and There's Nothing Anyone Can Do About It. Or you can call our office at 772-872-6332.
What's the next step in our planning?
Investments, investments, investments. And there's so many different varieties of investments. Investments alone, we could dive deep, deep, deep. So when we have your investment plan, now we're looking at, where's this income going to come from? Your 401k. Your IRAs, your 403Bs, 457 accounts, any type of retirement account that you've been putting into, whether it's a Roth, a SEP, different types of IRAs, but also what I call non-qualified accounts. And what that is money that you've already paid taxes on. So there's pre-tax and after-tax dollars. And if you've already paid tax on these, then those are your non-qualified accounts. They don't qualify for income tax when you start taking distributions from
like
those.
Like Roth IRAs. Is an example.
Yeah, or, you know, sale of a house, if you get that, or just your savings. Maybe you've been stashing cash away in your savings account in a money market, but it's not in any type of IRA, nor will it become one.
There's some time requirements for the house sale, right?
Well, for tax purposes, is that what you mean? Yes. So let's talk about the different type of investment accounts that you can have and the different ways that you can strategize within those to take income. One is bonds. So you can have dividend paying stocks. You could have preferred stocks. You can have real estate investment trust, or also known as REITs. Or you can have, if you want, you can get funds, which most people do, that are appropriate for each of those segments. You can also take income as a growth or capital appreciation and use that to take distributions. So you just grow the account in the market and you're just really looking for growth versus something that's actually going to give you income. So one of the biggest things with your investment plan in relation to income is this. So now we've just segued from those standard incomes, that reliable income that goes on forever, right? Pensions, annuity payments, Social Security. Those are really important. But now we're talking about the ones that are not guaranteed. Okay. And when you're taking money from your investment accounts, like the things that we're just talking about, those are not guaranteed. So my question is, okay, what could go wrong? What could go wrong if you just stay in the market and you stay in those types of investments? One of the things is this mystical word that I highly recommend you read up on called sequence of returns. And a person with the same amount of money that going into retirement at the same age, everything's the same with the exception, even their average rate of return, let's say over 10 years into retirement, is the same. Maybe it's 4%, both of them. But the only difference is that the rate of returns that they received over those 10-year periods, if you flip them, if one of them, the negative returns happen first, and the other one, the positive returns happen first, the one with the negative returns early on in retirement are at a huge disadvantage.
Not going to last
as long. Yeah, a huge disadvantage. They're going to, their retirement plan could essentially blow up. They could run out of money, which is people's biggest fear. But there are ways to protect yourself from that risk, because guess what? No one knows what the market's going to do when you decide to retire. You may decide to retire and then some catastrophic event happens, and which has happened in the past. I'm literally thinking of people that this has happened to.
Will happen in the future.
Yeah, and retirement lasts how long? We're not retiring for 5 years here. We're talking about decades.
And the longer we're living these days, the longer that retirement time frame will be.
People, some of the things that can go wrong include living longer than you expect. I've had some clients that, you know, were already aging when I met them 10 years ago, and now they're still trucking along and doing awesome. And here's what they say: I didn't think I would live this long.
And if you're wanting to call into the program, you can call in at 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100 with any questions or stories you might like to share with us.
Thank you, Frank. And one of the things about being in the stock market and relying on that as your income source. So we're talking about your money's invested in various types of investments that are available to you. And the thing of it is variable is actually the key word, variable, because you don't have any certainty. It could be up, it could be down, which is absolutely fine. One of the reasons this strategy works well during what I call your accumulation phase. So there's two phases of a person's life when it comes to their investments and their finances. There's the accumulation phase, when you're working years, when you're accumulating assets and you're saving and you're growing your nest egg. You're not relying on any of it to support your lifestyle. You're growing it. The second is the distribution phase. And the distribution phase is when you really need to take things very serious, because you're relying on that to support your life. It becomes your job now. There's no going back. People will tell you.
And because some of these are government coded accounts, the qualified accounts, the IRAs, there begins to be required minimum distributions that you have no control over.
So when you have a 401k, when you have this retirement account that you've been contributing to that you have not had to pay income taxes on all these years, which is wonderful. It's allowed you to roll that money up. I think they're great. Some people argue the difference, but what's important is that you understand you owe Uncle Sam money, and he's going to want his money. Eventually, he's going to let you go as long up to age 72 now. And then he's going to come to you and say, I'm ready to start seeing some of that.
These are some decisions that investors have to make, and that we help folks with, trying to understand the those realities. Where do I believe I'll be in a higher tax bracket in retirement, or am I in a higher tax bracket currently?
Part of a tax plan is making sure that we want you to pay your taxes, obviously, but we don't want you to pay in a tax bracket that you shouldn't be paying in. We want you to pay all of your taxes in the lowest possible tax bracket. So meaning at the lowest cost possible. We want to save you money.
We're at historically low rates currently.
Your income an investment plan should work hand in hand. And I think that's one of the biggest things. But one of the things that can go wrong, like we said, is not having certainty. not having guarantees, not having that promise that that money is going to come no matter how long you live. If you are 60 and you retire and you start taking income, we want to make sure that when you're 90, you can still get the same income or more because of inflation. And people are living longer, so you have to think past the present time when it comes to having these plans.
Goes back to the income. The longer I work, the more I can accumulate and invest. For folks sometimes thinking they'd like to get out of the income, stop working and go into retirement, and which would not allow them to invest as much or accumulate as much potentially that they could if they stood.
Are you saying because they retired
early?
The
workforce? Oh. I want to get out. I want to stop working at 58.
Yeah.
But physically, maybe I could work
or
another 3 or 4 or 5 years.
And that's where that, maybe it's a business. Maybe it's another job. There's other opportunities once you retire. And I have a lot of clients
that retired
early. But making
that decision, if you live into your late 80s or 90s, could have consequences that you weren't thinking
of. But guess what? If you have a plan and you've already seen the numbers and you see exactly how it's going to play out, even in the worst case scenarios, and you're prepared for those.
But have you done adequate planning?
Why not? I have a gentleman down in Jupiter. He retired. He was able to retire in his 50s. Why? Because the numbers don't lie. And he's enjoying retirement right now, even though he wasn't sure that that was even a possibility. But boy, wasn't he happy when he found out it was. And if he decides to do other things and take on other opportunities, he has that freedom. He doesn't have to stay in a career. Because, if you've been with a company for 20, 30 years, I know there's probably people listening that say, yeah, I would love to get out of here. But they don't know if they can or not.
One of the strategies, Mindy, I like talking about is, especially in the beginning of a new year, many people are experiencing pay raises potentially or receive bonuses. And my personal strategy to have people think about is spreading that extra income. Don't spend it all, right? That's probably not a really good idea. Spread it out. Pay down some debt if you have debt. Long-term savings. Or investing, put some there and maybe some in emergency savings if that's not adequate. Thinking about spreading that extra income out and planning for it and not just letting it sit there and spend it.
Yes. So I like the word spend. And I know a lot of financial advisors like the word save. Save, 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 save for retirement. Save your money here, save your money there. And Frank is smiling because I can tell he likes that word too. But sometimes when we just use the word spend, if we use the word spend money on your retirement, spend money on your investments, and
on
even
your vacation plan.
And then when you do retire, you have money to spend. It just seems way more exciting. Saving, save, save. It just, for me, I get more excited about spending money than I do saving. Maybe not everyone is
or
that way.
Allocating. How about that?
All right. So back on track with the investment plan. So we have our income plan. We have our income strategy nailed down. We feel like no matter what happens in the world, we've got this and we're going to retire and live happily ever after, right? So now we move into the investment plan and what we have left over. Say we already set aside the portion of our assets that we need to support our income plan, and now we're looking at the investment plan. All these different ways that you can invest your money. Cash, obviously. Which a lot of people are airing cash, more than you believe. Certificates of deposit, stocks, bonds, variable annuities, fixed indexed annuities, single premium annuities, mutual funds, cryptocurrency, index funds, commodities, exchange-traded funds, preferred stocks, REITs, and I'm sure the list
precious metals
goes on and on. But when it comes to investing, let me narrow it down after all of that to just three ways, okay? You can invest for growth, you can invest for safety, and you can invest for income. These are the three worlds of investing. That's what
or
we call
all
it.
At the same time.
Across, well, okay, but no, you really need to have a focus, okay? That's what planning is about. It's like, what are we trying to do with this money? And I feel like the society just wants to bring you in, like, here, I've saved up X amount of money. Let's say someone comes to me and they have $1 million and they say, well, I'm moderately conservative. Well, I don't like that broad stroke of planning because now you're just taking all of the money and you're just pushing it in one direction. And I apologize. I have this dry cough, but I like to be able to say this is the structure. We're going to allocate this much money to our income plan, and that is going to be for one of the three. What do you think it is?
Income. Income.
Bingo.
Income, growth, or safety, right?
No. When we're talking about our income plan, what are we focused on when we talk about investments? Income.
Right.
And then when we take what's left over, so what our risk tolerance might be for that income strategy could be completely different than now that we know that our income strategy is solid. Now we have this much money left over. Guess what? We might not feel like we have to be in such a safe environment. We might feel like now I can focus on growth more. Maybe I can go in this direction. So when we start to build a strategy and a plan, we really start to be able to allocate and move in a direction that's not just this generalized, like, oh, I think I'm moderate, conservative, or no, I'm aggressive. I want to be aggressive. So I like to be able to break it down and really make sense of the money and what it's going to be used for. And the best way to do that is to start with an income plan and then back into the equation and then say, all right, now we have this left over. How do you feel about that? The other way I like to look at money is with three other different allocations. And I'm going to let Frank say what they are. Do you have that slide pulled up?
Yep. Expenses, emergencies, and the nest egg. We got three A's there. Expenses, emergencies, and the nest egg. Funded by the expenses, you would be funding by your income plan. You know, we're talking about your checking account, ongoing monthly expenses. And then in the emergencies, maybe unexpected mishaps, maintenance, comfort cash amount. And that amount may vary.
Okay, so I had to get some cough syrup in me. Thank you, Frank, for going through that. There's really three solid, money should be cyclical in your life, right? No matter how much you have. You have your basic expenses that's keeping the show going.
Otherwise known as a budget.
Yeah, the budget. And one, you know, people ask me sometimes, how much money do I need to retire? How much does a person need to retire? Well, it depends
very
on you.
Very personal question.
It depends on your budget. I have people who are retired that only need about $2,000 a month. I have people who retired who couldn't sleep at night if they didn't have $20,000 a month coming in. So it just and then it builds from there.
Right.
Having that, having your comfort is what matters, but it builds off of your budget, like you said. So the expense account, money's coming in, money's going out, money's coming in, money's going out. And it's just your checking, right? This is where your income comes in. It's no different in retirement. And then you need an emergency fund. The emergency fund tends to get overlooked, especially, I think, for the young, like pre-retirees or younger generation. We start accumulating some money, we got some money in the bank, and now we want to invest. But we forget that we actually need an emergency fund that's liquid.
Oh, the transmission
cash.
Went out and the fridge broke in the same week.
Right.
And I got a hole in my roof.
And it's always, and what happens, this money is for mishaps. I call it the mishaps and maintenance. So all those things you said are maintenance. It's like these things are going to happen. Mm-hmm. You need to have cash on hand, ready to go. You
and
don't
I
need
to
be calling your advisor.
I have to fly across the country for, God forbid, something happens in the family.
Yes. Yeah. True point.
Big expenses.
Comfort cash. It's what I call it. It's an emergency fund. So don't forget to set aside cash. And I tell people, once you get that filled up, then come back and you're ready to invest.
We want to remind folks, this is a call-in program. If you'd like to call in with your story or if you have any questions, you can reach us here at the station at 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. This is a live broadcast.
The last one is the nest egg, which is the investments. That's where once you get to the point, let's get your expense part built and then your emergency fund built. And now we're ready to build a nest egg. Now we're ready to focus on what we're going to do with that, which
starts
with the
income
plan. So
they're not all in one basket, right?
I'm sorry. What? No, they're not all in one basket. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So remember, your investment plan needs to support your income plan first. I know I'm spending a lot of time on this first section of the process, but it's the most crucial section because it's going to dictate everything else that happens in retirement. And Warren Buffett said, I love this quote, it's insane to risk what you have for what you don't need. And I believe in that. And how do we know what we're going to need? That all comes out in that income planning. So once we know what we're going to need, then we know what we can afford to take risk on. Tax planning. That's the next one. Tax strategies. There's so many things that go into taxes that people don't realize are so important. And how much opportunity there is there to save. This is an awesome quote by a judge that I like. It's, anyone may so arrange his affairs that his taxes shall be as low as possible. He is not bound to choose that pattern which will best pay the treasury. So I'll say that again. You're not bound to choose the pattern which will best pay the treasury, and there's not even a patriotic duty to increase one's taxes.
So in other words, if I'm experiencing a large income tax return every year, if I were to readjust my deductions, I could be putting that money monthly into an investment plan, dollar cost averaging the monthly savings from the large return sometime after the year from the previous year, and be actually investing in growing the money instead of giving an interest-free loan to the government. That's a strategy.
Yes. So tell me how that goes into what is
tax
on.
Tax plan.
Yes.
That's planning. That's thinking about your taxes and that your income plan. I could have been doing
so you're saying
every
the tax
year
return,
for 20 years. I get big tax returns to go on a vacation.
I'm with you. Oh, I see your tax return. You're saying you take.
I'm using my tax return to plan on doing something with my tax return, but that's an interest-free loan to the
yes.
government.
So taxes can be tricky.
Right.
They can be forward-thinking. And there's the tax codes change, so your tax plan has to change. And what we prefer is that we don't give tax advice, but we work with a CPA, your CPA preferably, to design and build your tax strategy for whatever it's going to be. For one of the biggest reasons is because, like I said before, your Social Security is going to be affected not by how much you earn, but by your taxable and non-taxable income. So, for example, also adding to that, which we're going to dive into a little bit depending on time, Medicare premiums are affected by how much income you're receiving, your potential Roth conversions. Having a strategy to do a Roth conversion in the most effective way that's going to put you in to where you, when you make that conversion, you're paying the least amount in taxes as you can. That's the whole point. Keep you in the lowest bracket that we can possibly keep you, even if it's 1,000 one year and 100,000
the example,
next.
For example, you're saying in 2000, in the year as it changed, you got a pay raise and maybe even a bonus. And with that pay raise and that bonus, you got pushed potentially into a higher tax bracket. And you have up until April 15th to make contributions from the previous tax year
to your Roth.
To Roth, it could be even your traditional or even your 401k that you can continue to contribute from the previous year.
Mm-hmm. So tax strategies are, that's like the whole part of it, is doing whatever we can to get you to pay the least amount in taxes that you have to. So I want to show you or talk to you about this Social Security tax because it can be a little bit confusing.
We want to mention that this is a live program, and you can call in with any questions or stories you might want to share with us. It's at 772-221-1100. At the station, it's live, 772-221-1100.
You can
reach Mindy Molina Investments and Insurance at 772-872-6332.
Sorry, I have this cough, and hopefully I can get through the next the next bit without coughing for you guys. Social Security taxes are not just taxed based on how much you get in Social Security. It's a little more confusing than that. They have to make it more complicated. So let's say this is just a little scenario to give you an example of why it's important, again, to have a tax strategy built into your entire retirement plan, even your current financial plan. But for Social Security specifically, let's say that an individual gets $20,000 in IRA income and then $40,000 in other income, where individual two gets the flip side. So $40,000 in Social Security and only $20,000 in IRA income. Okay. So the person that's getting less Social Security could actually be taxed higher than the person who received more in Social Security income. So I flipped it, okay? $20,000 in IRA money, $40,000 in Social Security. And then if you flip that, so you're getting $40,000 in IRA money, only $20,000 in Social Security. Are you following me, Frank? Yes. The person getting the lower amount could be taxed higher and end up paying more on their Social Security income than the person that actually received more in Social Security. Why? Because of their taxable income that they received. It's because their taxable income was more. So it's tricky. It's tricky. You have to have someone that can help you manage these things and work through the process. Again, we use software. We have the tools to help us get through this planning process with our clients to show them, hey, this is why we think this is the best way to go about this. We can show you the numbers. The other thing is required minimum distributions. Like I said before, Uncle Sam is going to want his money. You haven't paid income tax on your retirement accounts all of these years. Good for you. At 72, he is going to want those distributions. Well, there are strategies that we use. Number one, what I like to do is see those required minimum distributions start to go up through retirement. So then they reach like a high watermark, and then they start to decrease because now the percentage of what you're required to take is so high that it's starting to cut into the principal more and more each year. Well, with a really good income strategy and strategist, which I am, we are going to work on locking that income in for life at that high watermark. So the height of your required minimum distribution, whenever it gets to the highest, we want to work to lock that in. So, and it, that usually doesn't happen until you're like, you know, mid from 75 to 85, but it works because then no matter how long you live, and even if Uncle Sam ends up draining that retirement account, you're still getting lifetime income. So strategies that go into it. How are we on time? 10 minutes?
About 8 minutes to the hour.
The next topic, what do we have? Healthcare. So we did taxes, we did income, investments, tax plan. Now we're at healthcare. Why is healthcare so important? Because
so expensive.
There are several myths. One is that people think it won't happen to them, yet 2 out of 3 people need some form of long-term care in the last 2.5 years of their life. So of the 3 of us sitting in this room, only 1 of us is getting out of here in our sleep or however we go. The rest, the other 2 are going to need someone to help us with our activities of daily living. But one of the things, so let's accept that that's a possibility for us. It's actually one of the biggest financial threats to
which is not
retirement.
Covered in Medicare. Long-term care is not a benefit.
That's another
of Medicare.
That's myth number 2. Medicare will pay for it. Medicare does not pay for long-term care at all, except for short-term care. So if you go to rehab and then you come home and you need someone to look out for you for 3 weeks, then that's all you get. After that, the cost is on you. Yeah,
like
well, what
days.
Does it cost? This is from 2018, by the way. So these are old numbers, and we know inflation's high. $48,000 a year for assisted living. Home health aides are about $50,000 a year. Nursing home, $90,000 a year. And it increases 3 to 4% a year. So let's just plan that it could happen to one of us. Let's know there's no one is coming to save the day and pay for it. The only way you can get Medicare and Medicaid are 2 different things. Medicaid means that you are officially broke, essentially, and now the government is going to start paying for you. But there are strategies, again.
There are definitely strategies.
When we're doing these long-term care strategies, when we're looking at healthcare as part of our overall plan, we consider all of these things. The other thing is I'll pay for it myself. Well, that happens. People do pay for it themselves, and typically it's when you have 2 spouses. The one spouse helps take care of the other, and then they pay for care, they pay for help, and then that person lives for as many years as they do, and then the other person is the spouse that's left behind is now left with a nest egg that has just had a huge portion of it, spent, and they are left to try to figure things out with whatever's left.
Right, another huge expense that isn't necessarily calculated into the long-term equation in our country is that many times family members are there helping provide assistance or care.
Yeah, the other myth is that
and that's
somebody
not,
in my family
not an expense,
is going to take care of me.
Right, right. And then comes a time when that might not be possible.
That's what we call the sandwich generation. Now, many of you listening right now are in it. You have your parents to look after, and then you have your children that you're still putting through college and so on. That's called the sandwich generation. Mm-hmm. Having this belief that your children are going to take care of you is not a good strategy. And really, most people don't want to be a burden. They want to remain independent. And the last part of our process is estate planning. And why is it last? Not because
we're at the end of the program.
Not because we're at the end of the program.
And if you wanted to call, you could call at 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100.
It's also not because it's the last chapter of life.
Mindy Molina Show.
It's not the last. It is the last chapter of life. Your estate plans are really going to be for everyone that you leave behind, okay? And there's a reason why you want to save that part to the end of the process, simply because now that we have all of our investment plans done, now we have our income plan done, we have our tax strategy in place, now we know how to title everything. So sometimes, by all means, get your will, get your, if you don't have those things in place, having a power of attorney, a health surrogate, durable power of attorney, and your will, those are things that just everyone should have. But when we're talking about advanced estate planning, I like to save that as part of the end of the process so that when we're not doing and undoing and doing and undoing, we build out the plan and then we go back and make sure everything is titled, everything's part of your overall plan, everything funnels in and works through that estate plan. And the key, again, wealth, people build wealth with teams, and having a solid team is so important. You want to have your financial advisor, and you want to have your CPA and your estate attorney. And you also want your financial advisor to be insurance licensed. That's so crucial in this overall strategy of building wealth, having a solid plan, having peace of mind, having security, and going into retirement knowing that it's going to be the promised
How
land.
How important is it also to communicate the strategy? If there's only one person in the duo family, husband-wife scenario, as it were, doing all the planning and aware of all those plans, communicate where the documents are, how the estate is
Well, that's
is
part
put
of the
together.
Estate plan.
Right.
That's all the documentation, having all that together, your digital accounts, everything, that's all part of the intricate details of having a solid estate plan.
We can
it's
help
not
folks
just
be
having
organized.
A will. I'm sorry?
We're helping folks be organized.
Yes.
As well.
This planning process is the heart of financial organization. Oh, okay. So this is the Mindy Molina Show. You can find me on Facebook. Thank you all for watching, by the way. And you can also find us on my website, mindymolina.com. You can Google my name, Mindy with an IE, Instagram, Twitter, podcast. You can get my book. You can get that on Amazon, christianbooks.com, Goodreads. If you Google the name, guess what? You're going to find me. And you're also going to find a video of this show. So if you missed any of it, you can go back. But the most important thing is have a plan. And remember that God loves you and there's nothing anyone can do about it. Thanks for listening. Join us next week. And remember, if you have any concerns about your financial picture, please reach out to us at 561-729-2778. There's a no obligation consultation. All you have to do is text or call 561-729-2778. Or you can reach us on our website at www.mindymolina.com. Mindy Molina Investments and Insurance has been protecting the retirement of families for 15 years. Information provided by Mindy Molina Investments and Insurance and or its affiliates are for informational purposes only and is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast, research, or investment advice and is not a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any securities or to adopt any investment strategy. Get your financial report at 561-729-2778. Or you can reach us at www.mindymolina.com.